This is Cross Currents from KALW. This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 5 years ago, Oakland Unified School District officials realized they had a high chronic absence rate. That's when a student misses more than 2 days of school out of the month for any reason. And it turns out it's one of the best indicators of a student's future success in school. Students with high rates of absence have lower test scores. And if it starts when they're young, they're more likely to drop out in high school. So the district made solving the problem a priority. Officials started to make comprehensive attendance data available to schools, and they set guidelines on how to track their progress in getting kids to come to school. The district has had some success so far. The overall chronic absence rate is down, and some schools have done much better than the city average, like Garfield Elementary in Oakland's San Antonio neighborhood. Garfield has made attendance a priority so much that they have a three-person attendance team. KALW's Isabel Angel went to the school to find out what's working for them.
Hi, this is Ms. Sanchez calling from Garfield. Hi, and the reason that I'm calling is because I showed he was absent yesterday, and I didn't get a note.
Myrna Sanchez is the attendance clerk at Garfield. She's stationed in the crowded front office, calling home to parents whose children were absent the day before.
Habla Ms. Sanchez, aquí de la escuela Garfield.
She has a sizable list today, but 5 years ago, it would have been a lot longer. As students find their way to class on a typical Wednesday, the Garfield attendance team has gathered in the teacher's lounge to go over the most recent data. Each week, the three-person team, led by Rocio Cisneros, pours over a list of all the students' absences.
We have, as of the 7th of November, 84 students who are at risk with three or four absences.
At risk for becoming chronically absent. The team takes those students and divides them up. Then each team member will organize a meeting with the parents. Especially in elementary school, chronic absence comes down to the parents. Kindergartners generally aren't getting themselves to class on their own.
I think at first parents be a little bit defiant. They're like, no, but why? I mean, it's just attendance, you know, why are you making it a big deal? But once we get to sit down and let them know that we care as a school, they get to be more relaxed, like, oh, well, actually, thank you. I didn't know you guys did care as much.
Rocio Cisneros knows this because before she started working as an attendance case manager at Garfield, she used to be one of those parents. Really, her kids attended Garfield.
I don't know if it was me being naive or didn't have the knowledge back then, but I was very upset that I had these adults who didn't know me tell me I should bring my kid to school. But now I know that I'm in this position, I understand very well, like, no, my child is missing out. They need to be in school.
Today, she's doing whatever it takes to get the parents on board, calling home, sending letters back with students, and if all else fails, she'll make a home visit, or even...
We've gone to jobs as well, where we can't get them at their homes either. A little bit embarrassing for the parent, but I mean, we as a school, we need to do what we have to do to address each of our students.
From there, Cisneros will work with the family to figure out why they're not getting the kid to school. Sometimes it's transportation. The family's car broke down, or maybe they can't afford the bus. So Cisneros will apply for bus vouchers from the district. But sometimes that's not enough.
We go and pick them up when the parents cannot bring them themselves. Not on a daily basis, but maybe 3 out of 5 days we were able to go out.
Sometimes parents also keep their asthmatic kids home from school because their condition is not properly managed. Or maybe the child needs to act as a translator at home. Often, it's complicated. Cisneros remembers a family from her first year at Garfield that has stayed with her.
They were siblings. I was a kindergartner and a first grader. And they had terrible attendance. They missed maybe 3 out of 5 days. So it was really bad. And once I got, you know, the parent to come in, it turns out it wasn't the parent. You know, it was the uncle and the aunt taking care of these two kids whose parents were incarcerated and deported back to their country.
Cisneros says neither the kids nor the aunt and uncle were comfortable with the new living situation. But over time, she helped them develop a relationship, and the kids started to come to school more often.
Throughout the years that they were here, they had perfect attendance every year.
The school's principal, Nima Tahai, also sits in on the attendance meetings. He's part of the reason why Garfield takes chronic absence so seriously. After the district made chronic absence a priority in 2010, so did he.
Back in 2010, Garfield's chronic absence rate was about 14%. And this last year in 2013-14, we cut our rate in half. So we were at 7% chronic absence, which doesn't yet mean we're at goal. We still have a lot of work to do.
So in addition to getting parents on board, Tahai, Cisneros, and the rest of the attendance team have created small ways to get students excited about coming to class. If they're at school every day of the week, they're entered into a raffle and can win prizes. For students who are case managed, there's a program called Garfield Goers, where they go to special events and are recognized for turning around their attendance. One of those Garfield Goers is fifth grader Lance Lem. His attendance has really improved this year.
I come to school more often, and I like going to Garfield Goer, but now I'm about to graduate.
Oh, you're about to graduate, so is that exciting for you?
Mm-hmm. And we get, necklaces and with, a golden paw of the Wildcats.
Lance says he wakes up earlier now and asks his parents to take him to school, and they do.
Boys and girls, go ahead, put away your Do Now journals. And
Shoshana Winkelstein is Lance's teacher. She's been teaching at Garfield for 14 years, so she was there when the school attendance wasn't so good.
I mean, we already have kids at lots of different levels. That was just an added complication and factor into us kind of juggling our day-to-day routines in the classroom.
Now, she can really notice a difference.
We have more kids who are on track, who are really engaged in their learning, who are having, more positive interactions with each other, who feel more connected to their school and their education. Makes it easier.
Tahai and Cisneros know they still have work to do. While Garfield's chronic absence rate is 7%, their goal is to get it down to 6. But they say they're on the right track. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.